As we give our love and gratitude to our beloved mighty presence known to us as the beloved mighty Elohim Orion and all the seven mighty Elohim, we ask our beloved I Am presence to fill us with, surround us by, and make us the invincible victory of everything that the sacred fires, purity, love, and peace can bring to the earth in the mightiest victory of eternity as soon as possible. We thank the great beings and all creation that there is in existence, that which will help us to be free and set others free wherever we abide. Beloved of my heart, I trust I may bring to you this hour a concept of the great cosmic laws, action, and blessing of life. Everywhere you go, that you can call into all outer physical conditions, anytime and every time there is either a need or you desire to render the service. And when the mighty Saint Germain said to you to keep acknowledging, I am the peace commanding presence, I say also to you tonight, wherever you abide, if you care to take the command, I am the seven mighty Elohim, healing heart presence that guards all life against whatever is wrong. Because healing means not only consuming of distress or repairing the physical body, but the healing of the feeling of mankind, so that the purity takes place that makes people inside of themselves, every individual inside of the feeling, the emotional body, desire not to create discord. When we can bring enough expanding light within the energy of the emotional bodies of the people, that expanding light substance from the Ascended Master's octave, as well as the sacred fire of the heart and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, when we can pour that within the energy of the feeling world of the individual, poured into the substance of the emotional body, and let it release its vibratory action through all the energy of the feeling world of the individual, then the mighty I Am presence of each life stream can, wherever that occurs, can expand its own light through the outer self. That means the expansion of the light through the heart, and we then can expand the light through the sevenfold flame in the forehead and expand it through the brain structure. When these two activities take place in the flesh body and release the expanding purity and substance and sacred fire from the greater activities of life, the full perfection of life, into the outer self, it changes the desire in the feeling world of the individual. This is the way we call forth from within each life stream the constructive activities of the heart. All heart desires are constructive. We call this forth by the expansion of the light from within the emotional body, as well as the purification of the etheric body. The electronic body is constantly expanding its own life through the outer self and expanding the perfection of life by the light of its own love. Therefore, when we wish to assist an individual to expand the constructive desires within the mighty I Am presence as it expands the light through the outer self, just in the daily activities of life, we can call forth the greater perfection of each one's life stream through the emotional body in the outer self. Now, when we do this, each individual's own life stream expands its power of mastery. It expands its perfection of eternity, and it expands the power to accomplish in the outer world greater and greater constructive activity. But so long as individuals do not break the habit or consume it of not caring whether they hurt life or not, sometimes when we are ready to give the very things they want the most and are calling for, we have to wait and recede, because the flare of feeling, the minute something doesn't please the outer self, is a flash of energy, darkness, that shatters the connection with the manifestations in the physical world that otherwise would come in and fulfill the decrees that have been sent forth to bless the individual. This has a very, very important effect, not only on the body and not only on your finance and your supply. This has an effect that prevents the greater master powers of your mighty I Am presence from flowing into the outer use of the outer self. This is what prevents people from accomplishing things that they want to accomplish and sometimes are very constructive and should be accomplished. But the people of the world have not been taught the necessity to stop sending forth a flare of feeling anytime something doesn't please the outer self. It shuts off the expansion of the individual's own life, of its own life's powers into outer use. It shuts off the expansion of the light that the higher mental body is constantly pouring into the outer self for peace and for love and for health and protection that the outer self needs to use in outer world affairs in order to accomplish something constructive and then hold protection of it after it's been created. So when we have begged and pled with the people to purify the outer self, especially the emotional body, and shut off the constant habit of flaring anytime something displeases, as soon as you can conquer that, as soon as you are safe against that habit, so it no longer acts within you, we could enfold you in the power of precipitation almost overnight. And more than that, we could enfold you in many activities of the sacred fire by which you could heal others, not only heal the physical body, but you could heal conditions in other life streams that have been sometimes imposed upon them or even self-created. But you can render assistance to them at the same as we are rendering assistance to you. And if this were not the activity of the great cosmic law of life, for the greater life and the life that has the greater light to assist the lesser light, how would anything constructive be created or protected or expanded to fill the universe with happiness, which is the fulfillment of the great divine plan? So when you think of me, I'm going to offer you something tonight, which is not very often permitted. But when you think of the love which I am, for I am the healing love, of the heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim, it is my special attunement at the present time, my special service to the people of this world, to place this within the atomic structure of the brain, and then let its flame and love pour forth throughout the flesh body to help hold balance in physical conditions by the purifying love which continues to surge not only with your heartbeat, but the love which we offer continues to surge through all mankind in a pulsation from the Ascended Master's octave. These great activities of the sacred fire are established, and they go forth in waves and pulsations and ever greater and greater ones. Each one that comes is more powerful than the one before. And this is to forever expand the capacity in the individual to do greater and better things in the fulfillment of the divine plan that affects the world. So you leave the world when you have attained the ascension with the blessings of your constructive activities for the privilege of embodying in this world and using the powers of nature and forces of the elements to embody here while you draw forth the master powers of your own life streams in outer physical dynamic action, which you must do in order to attain the ascension. Then, in the ascended state, you become, when the twin rays are both ascended, you become a cosmic being who can create a world or a system of worlds. And as this goes on in the infinite scheme of creation, we try to help wherever possible to consume the habits that have been established in the feeling world of individuals of constantly requalifying the life energy within the body with some vibration of discord. Because when the presence, your own mighty I Am presence, gives you its life, which it does, when it gives you the unfed flame in your heart, then through that life, it is continually releasing the energy that you are privileged to use through the physical flesh body, and by which you are expected to create something constructive in the physical world to bless the life around you. So when that is interfered with, then the body becomes incapacitated and eventually passes through so-called death. But we seek to prevent that as much as possible wherever the individual will cooperate with us and absolutely refuse to use your own life to create a vibration of discord and then send it out into the world around you that is almost sinking now into destruction because of the mass accumulation of this throughout the centuries. Now, it's one thing to injure yourselves or your own individual world, but when you add a feather's weight to the mass accumulation of discord in the world today that is seeking to destroy everything on the earth, the responsibility is very great. And no one can approximate what is the last ounce of energy needed to swing the whole thing into outer physical violence, and that we are seeking to avoid. We are trying to pour forth through every physical body on this earth. And I wonder if you know how much energy that takes. The love of our great ascended master octave of life, the love of the sacred fire, through the physical bodies of the people, to keep them purified enough or controlled enough to keep mass insanity of all mankind from breaking loose. So much, much, much depends on this, far more than unascended mankind understands. The whole accumulation of mankind's destructive activities in the emotional bodies is what creates unbalance in the mind. It throws everything in the individual's life stream out of balance. And as you have been told previously in other dictations, that if it were not for the great cosmic law that takes the individual when the physical body is incapacitated and you pass out through so-called death, and that body is taken to the octave of light, the emotional body is permitted to rest and quiet and be purified as much as the cosmic law will permit, so that in the next embodiment, the individual will have a mind that can function in balanced conditions, and then the individual must handle again the conditions in the emotional body. So when people have been in war, and then all kinds of destructive activities, the need is very great to command the outer self to stop every habit of sending forth discord into the atmosphere in which the body must live or in which others must live. Now, we are going to try to help you with every habit within your feeling world if you will accept our purifying love, our purifying power, our purifying peace, and our purifying victory over the discord of human creation. If you will accept that from us tonight, it is my privilege to be the bearer of that assistance to you from all of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And I hope we may pour forth into you this which will enable you to conquer these conditions and then absolutely forbid them existing within yourselves. And if we can help you, I hope from tonight you will feel the relief that will be in your own feeling world as this habit is stopped in action and prevented distorting your own life and your own energy and your own world by simply uncontrolled feeling. Now, this has many other blessings. This is a powerful protection when you have conquered everything of this sort within yourself. This is part of your protection in your travel, in your driving your automobiles, in every means of conveyance, in anything and everything in which you direct energy. When you are controlling energy in outer world conditions, then if you cannot control the energy in your own feeling world and keep from charging discordant vibrations into it, well, you can't have protection against the discord in the outer world, because there's so much that you could drive into and that can come back upon you at any moment. So this which we are offering you tonight is part of your eternal protection. If we may intensify within you our feeling of determination to absolutely be master of the energy in your feeling world, and that says to it, never again are you authority over my life. When you take the authority out of the habit of discord, whether it be in speech or feeling, matters not, because if it's in the speech or the feeling, or in the conscious and the mind, then it becomes a physical action sooner or later. This way, it shuts off physical action from destroying in you or your world the things you have worked for that are constructive and that you should have to bless you and enable you to bless others. So this is the consuming of the root of human habit. And if we may offer this to you tonight, if you will remember to use it, I think you will feel a very great peace in a short time. And in that peace will come a self-control, a mastery, that when there is discord around you, you will be no part of it. You will be master over it. And it is this mastery we want you to attain as soon as possible for your own protection. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. The reason we want to release you, precious ones, from every habit that is discordant is because they disturb you. Your discordant habits disturb you first before they disturb anything in the outer world that you have created. Therefore, we are offering you our sacred fires, indestructible purity, that is the master presence within you that nothing human can disturb. Our master presence of the sacred fires, purity and love, is absolutely invincible against disturbance. There isn't all mankind put together could disturb one wave of our sacred fire, love, and flame, because it is eternal, and mankind's discord is not eternal. This is part of my service to the people of this world, and especially those under this radiation, who have given conscious recognition to the seven mighty Elohim, who are, after all, the powers of creation around the beloved I Am presence. So they are the protectors of the flame that each one's mighty I Am presence wishes to expand through outer physical manifestation in the physical embodiments of this world. Many times you battle feelings within yourself. You battle the feeling of discord or irritation. You battle your own habits inside of yourself, and that keeps constantly feeding destructive vibrations into the atmosphere about you that the sinister force lives on. That is the energy which accumulated is the sinister force destruction against mankind. That is what produces war. The mass accumulation of mankind's discordant feeling is what produces war. Now, this which we are offering is what produces our mastery in our ascended master octave. It produces our perfect miracle manifestations. It produces eternal perfection. It produces indestructible peace, and it produces indestructible victory and protection around everything that is constructive. So this, which we offer you as, I'm going to call it internal peace within your emotional bodies, is the mastery and control of your own energy. This is what makes you master of the energy of the atomic structure, your flesh bodies. Now, when this is understood and accomplished, you have set the habit, and you understand that you're not going to disturb yourself anymore by not one wave of discordant vibration. Once this is completely accomplished within, the great cosmic law permits us many times to enfold you in the use of some of our powers of manifestation to control conditions in the world around you that protect what is constructive or creates what is constructive and then sustains it and protects it so the hordes of evil cannot destroy it or take it away from you. This is security in every way, no matter where you go. This becomes your control of energy. And if you can't control the energy inside of yourselves, you cannot control a mass energy in the outer world that affects many conditions and many people. Therefore, when beloved Saint Germain told you to acknowledge, I am the peace commanding presence, that isn't just to command peace when somebody disturbs you in the outer world. That is to command yourself inside to stop sending forth any vibration of discord to disturb yourself. Therefore, if you are the peace commanding presence inside of yourself to yourself, you will soon come to the place where you will understand that to give obedience to the great cosmic law that has given you everything through love, that you must one day come back and be the fulfillment of the law that gives that love to the rest of life wherever you abide. Because love does not create a vibration of discord. The great cosmic love of the universe, which is the heart flame of life's eternal perfection, forever expanding, cannot create a vibration of discord. So when we enfold you in this heart flame of our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, to give you the strength of the light inside of yourselves to be the peace commanding presence to you, you to yourself, then we enfold you in that to help you stay disconnected from the pressure of discord in the outer world till you build a certain momentum of this. And then, once the momentum of the expansion of your own light and your own strength of the light holds the command of that inside of yourself, then we can do almost anything to assist you in a moment of crisis or danger or anytime you want to do something that creates some tremendous constructive activity that produces a manifestation to bless all mankind and to bring into this world the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave, which we are waiting to do. This is one way we begin to create in this world that which is to become eternal perfection here. But we can only do it through those who have become filled with it themselves. Because if you can't manage the little amount of energy in your own feeding world, you certainly cannot manage a great mass pressure of it in some outer wonderful manifestation that requires a great concentration of energy to produce something that will bless all mankind forever. Now, part of this applies to some of the perfection that is coming in transportation, because I assure you, the present means of supplying motive power and so on is not that which is going to remain permanently in this world, because that which is coming is pure and clean. It doesn't load the atmosphere of Earth with impurities. It is indestructible, and the airplanes of the future will be invincible against destruction. And they will be, I assure you, very much more delightful to travel in than the present ones you have, even as perfect as they are. So, blessed ones, this has a very far-reaching effect in anything that you wish to do in the physical world, whether it's service to the outer world or service to yourselves or the control of energy wherever you go. Everything in manifestation depends on this if it's going to be constructive. How can you produce constructive activity in the outer by destructive vibration? It can't be done. So if you'll remember, every time you allow yourself to become irritated or say things that should not be said, anytime you find you have sent forth a vibration of discord, ask your presence to instantly annihilate it, and then replace it by the ascended master's sacred fire of indestructible harmony and peace and love to life. Then you won't allow an accumulation of this sort of thing to interfere with anything in the future that you wish to do that is constructive. You can free yourselves from the torture of habits and conditions in the emotional body that, if they are continued, they build into the other conditions in the body, into the flesh structure, and into the conditions in your affairs, that as you go forward, your etheric record becomes charged with so much energy that is nothing on earth but destructive vibration, that it finally tears the body to pieces and people pass out through so-called death. Now, you have come into embodiment to learn the mastery of energy, and I mean the harmonious control of it, not just the control of it to make it do what you want, constructive or otherwise. You have come into embodiment of your own free will, and you took the responsibility yourself when you left the great central sun to become the sacred fire's master control of all energy, constructively qualified. So this is part of your destiny to attain this. And if we can help you to stop disturbing yourselves, we will help you, and you will help the nation to stop disturbing itself and the world. Now, everything in the outer world that is destructive is nothing on earth but a mass of vibrations of energy of somebody's hate, past or present. And when this is the truth, regardless of who likes it or doesn't like it, I'm not here to tell people whether they like something or not. I'm here to tell you the truth of our love. And when people send forth irritation to some condition in the outer world that displeases them, they hate themselves. To me, that's tragedy. To me, that's failure. To me, that's destruction. When people hate the energy in their own feeling world, in their own emotional bodies, how can the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host set them free from distress? This thing must stop, beloved ones. And those who understand this law, if you are to be free and master of circumstance, if you are to be entrusted with the boundless supply of every good thing which you can have if you want it, to help the rest of mankind, help your loved ones, to help undo mankind's damage to life, if you are to help us stop the wars in the world and purify the powers of nature so happiness can come to life, you must first of all become happy within yourselves. And you can't be happy when you create a vibration of discord that hates yourself. You can't do it. So now I'm giving you the secret of how to let go of it. And so many times, people send forth a flare of irritation or anger and words. And then, as soon as that accumulates to a certain point, it becomes action. And that's war. So this, which I offer you, is eternal peace. And it must begin within you. If I can give it to you tonight, I will try, if you will use it, to keep yourself at peace, that you may be the peace-commanding presence in the outer world, wherever you abide, and give it to weary mankind. Please help us to try to bring peace to suffering humanity by the sacred fire purifying love of our Ascended Master's octave, which we can pour into you if you will hold it, and then you can use it to bring peace to those in the outer world whom you love, or those who are caught in the whirlwind of destruction, and those who do not know what they are doing. So, blessed ones, if you will accept our sacred fires, indestructible, eternal, purifying peace inside of yourselves, and you issue the command, and you forbid this outer self to send forth destructive feeling, we can give you such blessings and the use of such powers while yet unascended, that wherever you go, you can correct wrong and put perfection in its place and go on your way and be the master of circumstance. We want this for you. We are willing to give you the way and means of producing it. So if we may have your cooperation, and if you will try, we will try. And I think we will succeed if you stay with us forever. Thank you so much. Now, one more thing. We'll never come and tell you what is wrong and ask you to correct it, that we won't give you the way and means of doing it. And that gift is always our love. It is a flame of our own life. We will give it without limit if you will fill yourselves with it and armor yourselves with it, and use it consistently and continuously in outer world conditions to consume discord wherever you abide. And then ultimately you become a being of the sacred fire. And even while yet unascended, it can clothe you in its master powers and help you to do what you cannot do in any other way. And it can come into this world through you and do what the world calls miracles, which are the perfection of life uninterfered with by mankind's discord. And it is those miracles we want to offer you, to inside of yourselves, to fill you with our perfection for eternity. So may you go forward and use our sacred fires, indestructible purity and purifying love and peace, to fill yourselves with our mastery, that you may never again be in distress for any reason whatsoever. And as you are free yourselves, you can free life wherever you abide, the same as we do, even before your ascension. So I trust our gift is very practical, eternal, and ever at hand if you will use it and become it. And then your master, beloved Saint Germain, when he said to acknowledge, I am the peace commanding presence, you will find, will come into being within yourselves. And if you should care to say, I am the peace commanding presence, the peace controlling presence of the heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim within myself, and never again shall discord go forth from me, then we can enfold you in its blazing presence, and then you become invincible against discord. And we want that accomplished as soon as possible. So we give you everything. If you will use it, you cannot fail. The world needs to have your victory, and this is victory for eternity, and we are its guarding presence. May you use it and go forward and help to dissolve everything that has caused distress to life. And we will always abide with you. Thank you with all my heart. You blessed, beloved, mighty Orion, blaze through us your own heart's flame, and wherever we abide, make us like the beloved Master Jesus. The outer world can find only that we love the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, and the sacred fire of purity and love and peace from the seven mighty Elohim of creation fills and controls everything in our feeding world for eternity, that we too may give to the rest of the world as they give to us, and peace once again come to the earth for eternity. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such indestructible sacred fire, purifying peace and love and power of the heart flames of the seven mighty Elohim. Fill us with those heart flames. Clothe us in their miracle mantle, but hold peace no matter what takes place in the outer world, and fill us with thy mastery for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us the peace that we need to be to forever consume the hordes of evil everywhere. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings, everyone who has ever poured love to us, bring us this far in the light. Now take from us everything that is not that love, and fill us with whatever makes us not only the peace commanding presence within ourselves, but the peace manifesting presence that stills the waves and stops the storm of human feeding, or through the powers of nature, or destruction anywhere in this world, give us the power of what you know is required to issue the command that stops evil from existence anywhere we abide, and for all eternity in this world, bring peace. We thank thee. Under the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us in whatever power of the ascended master's sacred fire, indestructible purity, love, and peace makes us master over all the hordes of evil, everywhere, forever, but first of all within ourselves, and then blaze the power that compels the hordes of evil annihilated forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all of the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with all the sacred fire from the seven mighty Elohim of creation of their indestructible purity, love, and peace. Blaze its power, unlimited and invincible victory, a mighty victory's heart flame of that peace, into and around and to those under this radiation, expand it without limit and make us master of circumstance wherever we abide. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve till it is manifested everywhere forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now all the sacred fire from the seven mighty Elohim of creation of their indestructible purity, indestructible sacred fire, love, and peace that makes us master over everything in ourselves and everywhere we abide until human creation can no longer exist anywhere for any reason. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the beloved seven mighty Elohim of creation blaze forth their great central sun's heart flame of such indestructible purity, love, and peace that it stills the action of everything else on the planet until this world and all upon it are purified forever. And we thank thee.